Yesterday, we brought you part one of our interview with basketball star Brittney Griner, who's detailing for the first time what it was like being detained by Russian authorities for 10 months in 2022. Her crime, carrying less than a gram of hashish oil for extreme pain from years of pounding on the courts. She had a medical prescription in the U.S., but the substance is illegal in Russia. Tonight, Griner shares more from her book out today called Coming Home. I met up with her recently at the YMCA of Greater New York.
Brittney Griner had been detained in Russia for 6 months when a court sentenced her to 9 years in prison.
You're told that if a guard stops you, you have to be able to tell them your crime and your release date in Russian at any point. Do you still remember how to say that?
Dwa dwa devet shais adin. Dwa dwa devet shais. I forgot the last one. It was like 2-2. It was my crime in their penal code. But you had to say that in a lot of other words too, but I struggled on it. I struggled on it big time.
Across the globe, an effort was underway, led by her wife, Sherelle, to rally support behind the WeRBG hashtag and apply pressure on the Biden administration to bring her home. But thousands of miles away, Griner admits there were times she lost all hope.
You write about your life in your cell in Russia, and you say, I wanted to take my life more than once in those first few weeks. I wanted it to be over. Suicide would have been easy. I could have broken off a piece of rusty metal, sliced it on my wrist. I could have found a loose screw. Nothing was bolted down well. I mean, the detail in that sentence, were you really looking around the cell and thinking about that?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely thought about it, made a plan. I knew some places where there was some loose metal, but in the end, if I would have did that, I thought about my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother, my wife. Who knows? They wouldn't. Maybe they didn't let go of my body. Maybe they held on to my body. You know, it's already hard.
You were held there for 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And in an interview, your coach at the time at the Phoenix Mercury said, if it was LeBron, he'd be home. Do you agree with that?
I mean, I definitely think, and we've seen it before, when female athletes fight for their rights or fight for equality, you know, we're chirpy, we're being catty, but, you know, when the men, and I'm not going to say just one sport, just men across the board, it's showing their toughness, it's showing how strong they are, how they fight for themselves, the brotherhood. So I hate the inequity of the two, and I definitely felt it.
In December of 2022, a breakthrough in negotiations between the U.S. and Russia. Griner is to be traded for Viktor Boot, a prolific arms dealer and ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, held in a U.S. prison since 2012. Griner is told to pack her things.
At what point, though, do you really allow yourself to say, okay, I am going home?
Once I was on the plane, I felt good. Because at any moment it could have fell through.
So literally not until you're on the plane.
Oh, not until I'm on the plane. And then once I'm on the soil and we pulled up to that hangar and I saw my wife and I saw that U.S. flag hanging in that hangar, then I finally could relax.
That first hug.
Oh, man.
That first hug, what did that feel like?
It felt so good just seeing her. Oh, my gosh, she's going to kill me for this, but she's gonna kill me, but I just remember I whispered in her ear because I just wrapped my arms around her. My hand may have went a little low, and I was just like, you're gonna kill me, but I'm so sorry. I miss you so much. She was like, oh my God. Because she's very private, and you know, and I was just like, I haven't seen you for 10 months. I just want to just touch you everywhere.
I mean, you light up when you talk about her. After 10 months away to be back together, what does that feel like?
She's my person. She's my person. I've said it before. She saved my life. She saved my life in the past. She was there for me always.
Safely back on U.S. soil, Griner was welcomed home by legions of fans as she made her return to the WNBA court in May of 2023. But even back home, criticism and threats found her online from those who opposed the trade that freed her.
I had letters go to, you know, the gym and to my old home. It was hard to read. It was even more hard to read when, you know, they included my wife in it. That was pretty hard as well.
You know, Rel says at one point in the book, you quote her as saying, there's no normal to go back to. What does your normal look like now?
Oh, we had to find a new normal. You know, your whole life changes up. At first, it was such a shock, you know, having security with us and just how we move about our lives. Like, it's more quiet, which has given us, honestly, more peace, too, you know, because it's just us.
I like your stance. You're getting low right there.
It's just them for now, but BG and Sherelle are preparing to become a family of three. Their first baby is due in June.
You start here and just go side to side. Yep, yep, yep. There it is.
Are you ready to be a mom?
I am so ready. I am so ready. I am so ready. I cannot wait. It is going to be the most pinnacle part of my life.
Do you know what you want to be called?
Yes. I call my dad Pops, so I'm gonna go by Pops.
The one thing you write about that goes on a real journey in the book is your faith.
Mm-hmm. There were just so many nights where I just did not feel good, and I could rely on my Bible and rely on my faith, and he got me through all that. I'm here because of him. He made me the way I am for a reason, and I'm glad he did.
At the same time, I know you do a lot of work now with the Bring Our Families Home campaign. Mm-hmm. There are still Americans detained in Russia today. Paul Whelan remains there. Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter, and many others around the world, right, in different countries. You know better than most what they have been through. Gosh, if you could send one message to them, what would you want them to hear right now?
Don't give up. Don't give up. We're going to keep doing everything we can. We're going to make as much noise as we can, and we're going to use our platforms as much as we can to bring you home. And I promise you that.